Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Noroni Mimar Rasi, Sister Force Chaya Chavit Fegebas Michal Dispasia, and Rav Baruch Horis Ben Sarat Sipora. Pasuk says, Parashas Pinchos, Parakov Zion. Yivkor Hashem, Pasuk Tazayin. Yivkor Hashem Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar, Ish Alei D'Lad Hashem, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation. And Farshim discuss why Hashem is called specifically in this Pasuk Elokei HaRuchos L'chol Basar. And the Yonis Ben Aziel says that Bamarukel Elokei D'Shavi Ruach Nish B'Savagufei B'nei Nasha Mani Misiaba Ruach L'chol Rucha L'chol Bisra, to Hashem who places a spirit and a soul in the bodies of people, and from him there is a spirit of all flesh. So God is the one who gives us our spirit and our soul. Similar to this, we have in the Sifri, and the Sifri says, "Magid Hakadosh Kol Ruach Hashem Yotzei Lofan." All the spirits only come from Hashem. So why does that have to do with this bakasha of Isha La'ida, Asher Yetzei Lofneim, Asher Yavo Lofneim? What does that have to do with the fact that a God gives the soul to man? Pasuk Kitz Zayin, Asher Yetzei Lofneim, Asher Yavo Lofneim, Asher Yotzeim, Asher Yaviim, Losia Ka'adas Hashem Katzayin Asherin Lehem Raya L'Chayra. There's a kefal lashon here, Asher Yetzei Lofneim, Asher Yavo Lofneim, and then it says again, Asher Yotzim, Asher Yuvim. And this is, of course, noted by Sifri, by Rashi, by the Or HaChaim, by the Al-Sheikh, and many others. And we'd like to explain that as well. We also have to understand what it says, Lotia Adas Hashem Katzon Asherin Lam Roya. What you within the community of Hashem should not be like sheep without a shepherd. Would you think that God would make us like sheep without a shepherd? Now, later on, Pasuk Chav Gimel says, "V'yismach Moshe siyad of olav v'yitzaveo kasher diber Hashem biyad Moshe." Moshe Rabbeinu laid his hands upon him, and he commanded him. He gave him the charge as God spoke in the hand of Moshe. Rashi says, "Ba'ayin yafa yoshem Hashem tzav shkadosh baruch hu v'samach tziyadcha v'samcha b'shtei yodav." He did it ba'ayin yafa, with a good eye. Shkadosh baruch hu said, "Just to be samach yadayim," and he did it with two hands. So kli mali v'gadush malach chachmasel ba'ayin yafa. He made him like a kli that was filled, that was overloaded, in a good way, and he filled him with chachma, with a good eye, with generosity. Ad kam midivirash from the Sigma Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, says that everybody is, a person can have kinan except for his son and his Talmud, and it brings from the pasuk of Yisamach Asiyad Abala Vayitzaveyu. Rashi there explains, Alpha Kadokash Baruch Hu Lomar Vesamach Asiyad Cholav Chado. God says to put one hand on him. But Rashi says he went and put two hands on him. So he did even more than Hashem told him to do. And therefore you see that you're not Makane in your Talmud. Because he gave Yehoshua B'Shefa, he gave him with two hands. But the Kasha is, how can this be? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't listen to God. God says one hand and he does two hands. And Baal Sheikh, Kli Yakar, Malvin, we also have to understand, L'Chaira, Moshe changed via Hashem. It says in the Psukim, Yitches Yotes Ve'am Hashem Moshe Kachachos Yehoshua Binun, Yishesher Ruach Bo V'Semach Desiyat Cholov, V'Marat Oso L'Fnei Alo Zerakoyin V'Lefnei Kol Eidav Tzivisa Yisem Leineyem. Tzivisa Yisem Leineyem. Hashem says to Moshe, take Joshua the son of Nun, the man who has the spirit in him, lay your hand upon him, and stand him up in front of the Lazar HaKoyin, in front of the whole community, and command him in front of them. So we see that first you have the Hamada, but preceding the Hamada, we have a Samach Desiyat Cha'olav. First comes the Smicha, then comes the Hamada. And when Moshe Rabbeinu actually does it, he doesn't do it as he was told. First he stood him up, and then afterwards, 23, and only then came the smicha. So the chayra, it's against what he was commanded. He He was commanded first smicha, then hamada, then standing him up, and he actually did the hamada, and then he did the smicha. How did he change from what he was commanded to do? We also have to understand what it says in these psukim. What's the chiddush? What it says in pasuk chav beis? Vayas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem oisei vayikach. Moshe Rabbeinu did as God commanded him, and he took. Why does it have to say that? We know. We can read the psukim. We see he did what God said. So why does the pasuk have to emphasize that he did kedvar Hashem? Vayas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem. He did as Hashem commanded. To say what he did, and then we know he did as Hashem commanded. I am as a Baal Sheikh. Well, we also have to understand what it says again in Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'yismach Haziyad Avala V'yitzaveo Kasher Dibir Hashem Yad Moshe. He lay his hands upon him and he commanded him as God spoke in the hand of Moshe. It already says earlier that he did as Hashem commanded, so why does it repeat it again? I am as a Baal Sheikh. We also have to understand what it says in Pasuk Chav Aleph, V'yas, etc. Kasher Shiva Hashem Moshe. In Pasuk Chav Gimel, it said, Kasher Dibir Hashem Biyad Moshe. Not Kasher Tziva Hashem Moshe Biyad Moshe. So it's a different Lashon, and it's also a funny Lashon. It's the Lashon of Kasher Dibir Hashem, as God spoke in the hand of Moshe. God spoke in the hand of Moshe. It's a weird Lashon. And Gamzeb Alshich. Alshich is Oimid on a lot of Choshev Akashis. He's also Oimid that says in Pasuk Chof, V'nasatru mehotru olav l'man yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And you should give your splendor upon him in order that all the Jewish people should live. Why isn't this written after Pasuk Chav Ches? V'samachtas yad cholav, lay your hands upon him, and it should say, V'nasatcha mehot cholav, and give him your splendor in order that everybody should listen. So it should come immediately subsequent to Pasuk Ches. We should have Chav. Why then does the Pasuk interrupt the Pasuk Yates? V'maratel selif ne'alazar, and stand them up before Elazar. No, first say, put your hands upon him, give him your splendor, and then stand them up before Elazar. Why does it interrupt with the stand them up before Elazar in the middle? Another kasha, also asked by the Alshich, that by Smicha Zakenim in Parashas Baalotzach, it says, Ve'atzalta min haruach, Ve'atzalta min ruach asher alecho, and I will emanate from the spirit that is upon you. Know, here it's in Baal Eischa, it's Talia HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God's doing it. Here it says, V'nasatcha mehotcha olav, v'samachtu v'nasatcha mehotcha olav, it's Talia in Moshe. Maishna. So these are all Dvarim nechbodim ledaber b'hem. The Gemara Bava Kame, and that's Nadi Beis on the Beis, says, Amar le'rab le'ramori bar meri, Rabba bar meri. Rabba said to Rabbi, Manah Milsa Damri Hinshi, from where is this matter derived, whereby people say, Chamel Mari Tivusa Lasake, while the wine belongs to its owner, the gratitude is given to the one who pours it. So Rabba Bar Mari answered that the source is written with regard to Hashem commanding Moshe to transfer his authority to Yeshua. Samarti Seat Chalav, Man Yishmu Viro Kaladas Mene Yisrael. Ksiv, Yeshu ben Imre Ruchach Makisemach Moshe Siyadav Olav, Yishmu Elav, Kol B'nei Yisrael. And Hashem said to Moshe, take Yeshua ben Nun, a man in whom is spirit, and lay your hand upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel should hearken, should listen, and it's written, and Yeshua the son of Nun, the soul of the spirit of wisdom, for Moshe laid his hands upon him, the children of Israel listened to him, and did as Hashem commanded Moshe. Pasuk in Dvarim 34:9. So Rashi says, what's the raya from Yeshua? That chamer lamara, that the wine belongs to the owner, the tivusa, but the thanks goes to the one who pours it. Talakas talachachma bagdula b'moshe akilu nas neYeshua v'nealim piyakadosh baruch hu. The Pasuk gives credit to Moshe, but it really came from Hashem. We have to understand, according to this, like the Rif and the Inyankov and others note, why does the Gemara bring the Pasuk here? The real pasuk that we're bringing the raya from is in Dvarim Lamed Aleph, where it says, "Yeshua bin Nun Malei Ruach Chachma Ki Samach Moshe Asiyad Avalav." He's filled with wisdom because of Moshe. So what are we bringing the first pasuk for? So Tosin Bava Kama has another pshat that the one who gives the drink gives ba'ayin yafeh. He gives generously. As the wine belongs to the owner, but the one who gives the drink, he gives generously, and we see that from Moshe. That he was only commanded to place one hand on Yahushua, and he placed two hands. So, according to Tosis, the Gemara works out. Why are we bringing these two psukim? He was commanded to put one hand, he put two. So you see that, as Tosis explains, the Mashke gives ba'ayin yafeh. He gives generously. But according to Rashi, we have to understand what's shot in the Gemara. Why do we bring the first pasuk? The rise from the second pasuk. That even though Hashem is the one who gave Yahushua his wisdom, the credit was given to Moshe. And also according to Rashi, we have to understand what the Gemara brings from Pasuk Chaf for, the Sugya is talking about Smicha. So bring from Pasuk Yitches, brings from V'samach T'siyatcha Olav L'man Yishmon V'yirun Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. But that wouldn't be the correct Pasuk. Bring the earlier pasuk, and Yitches. Pasuk Yitches says, "V'yomer Hashem Moshe kach lechatz Yoshua binun, yisher ruach bo b'samach desiatcha olav." And it's important to note that there is a mistake here in the Gemara, as the Bach points out, that it says Laman Yishmon V'Yiron, but really the pasuk is Laman Yishmu Kol Adas, so the Yiron has to be erased in the Gemara. But again, why do we bring that pasuk? Of Laman Yishmu, Masat Meotchol Laman Yishmu, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara brings the sinyan of Laman Yishmu. Why is that relevant? That's Pasuk Chaf. All that's relevant here is what it says in Pasuk Yitches, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Kachas Yoshua binun Yisher Ruach Bo Vesemach Desiatcha Olav. The issue here is not listening or not listening. The issue is that Moshe gave smicha, and it's really coming from Hashem. So we have a lot of things to work out over here, siyata d'shmaya, and we're going to go in the derech of Moreinu of Rabbeinu, going to gadol muflag Rav Manzat Sal. The Ikarin of the Parsha is talking about Minui Malchus Shel Yehoshua, as we see in the Rambam, Melachim 1:3, that he brings Din Minui Melech that requires a Beis Din, and he concludes, like Yehoshua, who was appointed by Moshe and his Beis Din. And the appointment was apparently what's written in this Parsha, in the Inyan of Smichas Mistama, to give him the sgara, to give him the rulership, the leadership that is inherent in Malchus. By giving him smicha with his hand, by leaning on him, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him his koach on Malchus. However, in Sigin Sanhedrin 13b, Rashi, Perak Dalet Mihilchos Sanhedrin, he brings from this pasuk, Vayismach Moshe, Lenin smicha zekeinu b'dayanim. L'chaira, the pasuk here is talking about smichas Malchus, that Yeshua is the Melech, as the Rambam says earlier. So why then did the Gemara and the Rambam say, no, you can lose this pasuk to about smicha zekeinim and dayanim? Therefore, it would appear that it says Yifkor Hashem Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar primarily is coming to tell you the Rambam teaches us in the third chapter of Hilchos Malachim in Halacha Vav that the king, his heart is the heart of all of the Jewish people. In other words, he has the spiritual kochos of all of Kahal Yisrael. In other words, he has the heart of the Jews. In other words, that's where the kochos of a person come from. And that's what the king has. Now this we find either that through his malchus, he gets his koach from Kol Kahal Yisrael, or adarabba, he has the kochos, and from him, Kahal Yisrael is going to get their kochos. Just like the heart gives its chiyus to the rest of a person's limbs. So Moshe asked, Yifkor Hashem, Chulei, Melech, Shelo Yekabalos Kochosav Me'akol, Zeotel Machusav V'Gadluso, Mashish Lo Me'am Eskoach Kulam. Moshe was asking Hashem should appoint a king that's not going to get his kochos from the community, and that's going to be his malchus and his godless that he has from them, their koach. But adarabba, that he'll be a gadol b'kochosav ad kidei matziv shememenu v'yaldu yishbu kulam mikocho. They're going to be mushba from him. He's not going to be mushba from them. They're going to be influenced by him. V'kochosav, that's what it says. Velosia adas Yisrael katzon asher ein lam roe. And the community of the Jewish people are not going to be like a sheep without a shepherd. Because sheep, even without a shepherd, they still have him a leader in the flock from among themselves. You see this in Bava Kamma, in the Beis Amar Aleph, that when a shepherd is angry with his flock, he renders the goat leading the flock blind. The Gemara is saying that when Hashem is angry with the Jewish people, he appoints unsuitable leaders for them. So you see there's an inyan of a sheep leading the flock. So even if they don't have a shepherd, there's still a sheep leading them. Just this is a hanhaga behemis, aide kochos behemim. This is a an animalistic leadership with animalistic powers. And a shepherd, his job is to lead them b'koach ha'adam, with human kochos, and not with animalistic kochos. And on that Moshe asks, that adas Hashem, that is led with the kochos of the king. It shouldn't be with kochos that come from the nation. But that's the anhag of tzon. Doesn't want to be in the level of the tzon. As we want the leader to be above the people, not from the people, not coming out of the people on their level. It should be higher than the people. It should be from his own godless. And that's what it says. What this means is, Asher Yotzim Asher Yevim, that's the Malchus. The Rambam says, Malachim 4:10, that Ein Mamlicha Melech B'tchila El Alasus Mishpar U'Molchamas. In other words, Yotzim L'Molchama, Yevim L'Malach Chaim Roya Al Yidei Shiyu Chaim Shal Mishpat V'Tzedek. that a king's job is to make judgment in wars. That he should bring them out to war and bring them to a mahalachayim. It's fitting that it should be a life of mishpat and tzedek. And that's what Moshe asked. But it shouldn't be mikoch mishalelu shemotzino meviim raisim. The adavar mahalach shel asher yetzei lefneim asher yavo lefneim. V'hayno mikochosu shelo. When he's leading the people in war and in life, it shouldn't be from their kochos, it should be from his kochos. He should be in front of the pack. He's greater than them. And Mimele, it's going to be asher yotzim, asher yavim. And Mimele, he's going to be able to lead them in and out and in. Since he's yetzei lefneim v'yavo lefneim. In other words, he has his own kochos to go out before them and to bring them in. In other words, he's going to be able to lead them in war and also bring them to a life of mishpat and tzedek because he has the powers on his own. He's going to be able to take them out to war and bring them in because he has these kochos, they're coming from him. He's going to be the one doing it. It's not from them, it's from him. So this, since he has the kochos on his own, he's going to be the otzim v'yavim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was makdim, yifkor Hashem elokei ruchos l'chol basar. Brachas nunches, malchus darakei, malchus darakia. The human kingship is like the heavenly kingship. And that's why Mel Shemachal quoted Mochi can moch on your covet. It's covet Hashem. And in Malchus Derekia, Ches Shalom, Ena Malchus Mikochem Alakom Mikochem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hu HaMakayim Kol Basar. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makayim them all. Malchus Derekia, Malchus isn't from their koch. It's from the koch of Hashem. He's the Makayim Kol Basar. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. But that Malchus that's Belokei Aruchus L'Chol Basar, the Ruach of Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makayim Kol Basar, should also be Malchus Adar, should also be in the human kingdom. But the Ruach and the Kochos should come from him. And that's what it says in the Targum Yonasan, the Sefri, that the Neshama is in the Guf. The Neshama gives Kochos to the Guf, otherwise it's an Evan Dome. Like we saw before, El Elokah Deshavi Ruach Nishmasa V'Gufei B'nei Nasha. The God who places the spirit and the soul in the bodies of people, and from him is the spirit on all flesh. So God's the one who gives the neshama and the guf. And the neshama gives the kochos to the guf, otherwise the guf is an evan domim, is an inanimate stone. See what is a neshama without a guf without a neshama look like? It looks like a corpse. Not doing well. So in other words, he wants somebody who's going to be like the soul. God puts the soul in the body, and that's what this leader is supposed to be. He's going to be the soul. He's going to give the kochos to the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked that the king should be giving the kochos, not the people should be giving the kochos to the king. Yalkut Shimoni Medrash brings Amar lo ha'ish shata mamit. The man that you're going to appoint, says Moshe, should have the spirit of 600,000. He should speak to each one, lefi daita. In other words, his lev, his spirit, should be like the spirit of all the Jewish people, shishim riba. So the Medrash explains that that's, he should be like shishim riba, but he goes kol echad lefi daita. that he should be able to understand everybody. He should be a very broad leader that encompasses all the people. But based on what we're explaining, the tachlis is, that's the way it is in Shamayim. In Shamayim, Hashem gives us our kochos. Hashem puts the soul in the body. So the kochos of the body come from Hashem. So too, the kochos of the people should come from the king. And not that the king should get his kochos from the people. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking. So Mitzvah Hashem, this is stage one in this incredible journey. And Bezrat Hashem Yitbarach Shemo, Anachno Nitkadem Hala, V'nireh Od Ve'od Ve'od Niflot Mitorat Hashem. And I thank you so incredibly much for listening. This was awesome. Please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.